WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I brought to your attention that a new set of normals, or 30-year averages, will be put into place beginning August 1st. Those averages cover the period from 1981 to 2010. So you might ask, why a new set of normals? NOAA's computation of climate normals is in accordance with the recommendation of the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, of which the United States is a member. While the WMO mandates each member nation to compute 30-year averages of meteorological quantities at least every 30 years, the WMO recommends a decadal update in part to incorporate newer weather stations. In fact, NOAA's National Climatic Data Center has a responsibility to fulfill the mandate of Congress, which is, and I quote, to establish and record the climatic conditions of the United States, end quote. This responsibility stems from a provision of the Organic Act of October the 1st, 1890, which established the Weather Bureau as a civilian agency. Normals are computed for as many NWS stations as reasonably possible. Some stations do not have sufficient data over the 1981 to 2010 period to be included in normals, and this is the primary reason for a station not to be included in the latest set. Normals are computed for stations that are part of the National Weather Service's Cooperative Observer Program network. Some additional stations are included that have a Weather Bureau Army Navy or WBAN, WBAN station identification number, including the Climate Reference Network. So exactly how many stations will be included in the normals? The 1981 to 2010 climate normals include values for over 9,800 stations. Temperature-related normals are reported for 7,500 stations, and precipitation normals are provided for 9,300 stations, including 6,400 that also have snowfall normals and 5,300 that have normals of snow depth. Meteorologists and climatologists regularly use normals for placing recent climate conditions into a historical context. NOAA's normals are commonly seen as part of local weather news segments for comparisons with the day's weather conditions. In addition to weather and climate comparisons, normals are utilized in seemingly countless applications across a variety of sectors. These include regulation of power companies, energy load forecasting, crop selection, and planting times, construction planning, building design, and many, many more. Now, I wonder if anyone could calculate the load design construction value for any of the WeatherBrains gang. Ah, forget it. That's impossible. Send any questions you have about the weather to question@weatherbrains.com.